And very, very quickly from me, if I may, in conclusion, we've had to, over these last couple of days, and we've been blessed with the fact that we've got a wide range of people here from different areas of healthcare. We also have a wide mixture of faith groups here as well, including Christians, Catholics, Anglicans, United Reformed Church, Pentecostal churches. We've had a few Muslims here, a couple of people of Jewish faith, and other people of goodwill, all of whom are very welcome, and very welcome because the essential essence of what we've been able to do is not just what we've formally got from the speakers, who've been brilliant, and the leaders of the workshops, who've been absolutely excellent, but also the sharing with each other and the sharing of ideas. And that is not confined to any one faith group, and that is not confined to any one group of people at all. We've all got lots and lots to learn, at least as much from each other as we can from any formal lectures. Thanks to the many people involved in organising this, and just very quickly, the danger always of giving a list of names is that you inevitably forget somebody, so I apologise in front for the fact that I will inevitably do that. But first of all, I mean to thank Archbishop Kelly, as the Archbishop of Liverpool, for his hosting of this and in relation to Liverpool. And of course for Archbishop Nichols, who came so very kindly and swapped his programme around to enable us to continue to work. And most of all, a thanks to Bishop Tom Williams, who's sitting here in the front. And Bishop Tom is in fact the chair of the Healthcare Reference Group, which is the group that's within the Catholic Bishops' Conference, which is the overarching group looking at trying to build healthcare together. I'd also like to thank Charles Wookie, who we just spoke earlier, who's the Assistant General Secretary of the Bishops' Conference. And in fact, these conferences, and indeed the Healthcare Reference Group, are his fault. it's his idea, and Charles has been very much the very able background driving force behind all of this. And thank you, Charles. We owe a lot to you. Thank you to the organising committee, and I don't have time to go through the list of names, but you're mostly included in the rest of the comments I'm making here, so take it as a very big thank you. Thank you to the liturgy group, the beautiful service we had in the cathedral and the lovely services that we've had here and the prayer sessions here. Father John Gorman, Father Peter Scott, and Father Paul Mason. Father Paul Mason had an episode diving, I believe, deep sea diving, and he may have had a new beginning because he was in a Benz machine the last time we heard, but we actually believe he's okay. So the Lord bless him and keep him. And for the people who actually gave the organising support, last night we gave a very firm thanks to Rose, who's done an absolutely brilliant job in driving it all behind it. When you've experienced an extremely senior nurse on the whiplash of the end of an email, you've experienced Rose. Rose is, though, a very, very good organiser. Thank you very much indeed, Rose, for that. Yeah. And behind the desks, we've had, and I'm going to make a mistake here, so I'll prepare me for it, Jackie Hall, Maureen Cooney, and Astra. Astra's full name is, I've got it right, Rajunatsia. Did I get it right? No, nowhere near it. Oh, well, never mind. I got near trying it. Just in final conclusion, the theme of the conference is beginnings and endings. Clearly, this is the ending of this conference, but there are continuations of that. The materials will appear on the Catholic Bishops' Conference website, which you can get access into easily. And I believe a number of these things are being videoed as well as actually recorded. So if you need to get access to it, I'm terribly sorry, your Glaswegian joke will appear. We'll try and edit it out for the sake of, especially if you come from another part of Scotland, you'd definitely be out. My son goes to Glasgow University, so I'll definitely tell it to him. But the other point is that you've got in all your packs the list of the people who are here. Use them for your own networking, for your own sort of action learning groups, the people that you've had contact with, maintain contact with them, because that's important. Taking the learning that you've learned here and the experience you've learned here and reconnecting with each other. It's easy these days with technology, but the old-fashioned telephone also works. And finally, to say that this is all part of making faith visible. These whole conferences started off from a realization by the church, having been beaten up at the Vatican at one of their periodic visits, to actually say, we really ought to be doing something about supporting the many people who work in healthcare. A surprising number of people of faith, of all faiths, of Christian faiths and others, work in healthcare. They work in healthcare because it's part of the way that they think and they are, and that's where they find their vocation. But so many of them, and that includes me, actually very rarely declare in the workplaces that they're in that they are people of faith, which is not to say that you're seeking to make yourself superior to anybody else or to be a lobbying group or otherwise, but simply, as the professor says, actually sharing with other people the fact that faith is a motivator and faith is important. So continue to develop that. And beginnings and endings, well, we are about to celebrate in September the canonization in Birmingham John Henry Newman. John Henry Newman, in one of his poems, poems turned into hymns, has a lovely verse which says, "Lead kindly light amid the encircling gloom, lead thou me on. Keep thou my feet, I do not ask to see the distant scene, one step enough for me." And that is a good way of us moving onwards through what is becoming quite difficult times, challenging times in terms of the budgets, challenging times in terms of what will happen in healthcare, what will happen in social care. And I'd leave you with a random quote from an old parish priest of mine, which I've never forgotten, and I have written on the on my BlackBerry, on the inside of my desk and everywhere else. And it's a simple phrase which reflects this university, and it says, "I am full of hope, O Lord, even in times of trouble." Let's go forward, and bless you all. Amen.